We're going to do here the sikh of let's go over the sikh of Pasha Beyer and Chaya Sora, the last two sikhs. So in the so the first thing, let's just go back a bit in the sikhs, going back from the earlier years. The Rebbe always brings this story about Chof Cheshvin, when the Rebbe Rashab came to the Yechidus, to the Tzemach Tzedek, and he cried, "Why don't I see? Why, if Hashem revealed Himself to Avram, why am I not able to see Avram? Why?" Yeah. So the Rebbe brings a raw from this story that every yid, every child today nowadays can demand that he should see Elokus. This is a raw because the Rebbe takes out of this story. It's there in several sikhs. You have it in Chelek Tesvav that every child today can demand he should come to see Elokus, right? That this is the way. This is the way. This is the hero of this story. Now, you have in a sikh of Parshas Vayera, Tovshim Emtes, where the Rebbe says that the Gilui of Vayera Lo Hashem, which Avram had, based on the same story, this Gilui of Vayera Lo Hashem, which Avram had, every yid can have the same Gilui. Aye, the Rebbe Bavon's over there. I don't have the Gilui. The Rebbe is saying that every yid can have this Gilui of a Yerah Lo Hashem. And I see for myself I don't have this Gilui. So the Rebbe answers several answers. And the first answer the Rebbe says is that you can have the Gilui. The fact that you don't have it, okay, but you could have it. This is what the Rebbe says. This is the language that the Rebbe has been uses in the past years, that every yid could require that they should come to see Elokus, and they can come to see Elokus, etc. The Yerah Lo Hashem. And the Sichot Tov Shinun Beis, this is what I want to bring out to you. The Sichot Tov Shinun Beis of a Yerah is a very, very famous Sichot. Why is it very famous? Because here the Rebbe says, in this Sichot, that towards the end of the Sichot, the Rebbe says that now the scholars of Mashiach, etc., etc. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So we want to explain what the Rebbe says about what the Rebbe says about we can there's the scholars of Mashiach, and then also the Rebbe adds something after that. The only thing which is missing is Lekabel. We'll get to that soon. But before we go into the Sikha about the scholars of Mashiach, I just want to go to the very beginning of the Sikha, from the very outset. The Rebbe starts up with a statement. The Rebbe starts with the beginning of a statement, right very close to the beginning, that every, these are the words of the Rebbe, that every yid has Vayera Lo Hashem. So I just want you to realize what's going on over here. Vayera Lo Hashem. Hashem reveals Himself to every yid, just like He reveals Himself to Avram. This. One second. So we'll get to that soon. Anyways, so the Rebbe says everyone has Vayera Lo Hashem. So I just want to show you here that the Rebbe is talking today about we have the scholars of Mitzis HaMashiach. The Rebbe doesn't come and tell us a fact. You should know you have the scholars of Mitzis HaMashiach today. No. He changes the whole, our perception about everything of what we know about ourselves. Our perception of what we know about ourselves from going back from all the years. That every year, going back from Matan Torah, from wherever, from Avraham Avinu, every year they had the scholars of a year of Hashem. And This is not the language that the Rebbe had used in previous years. In previous years, you have the Rebbe discussing this story, and the Rebbe explains that every yid has the ability to demand that you come to see Hashem, etc., etc. Here, the Rebbe is telling you, you have every yid has a gilui of a yid of Hashem. So the point is, the Rebbe changes, like in many sikhs of Nun Aleph Nun Beis, when the Rebbe tells us in the sikh of Teitzei, or the sikh of Teitzei, the Rebbe says we have the beginning of a Elef Hashvi in now, the beginning of Elef Hashvi we have now and nowadays. So the Rebbe changed, we learned this in the past, the Rebbe changed everything from the outset. He explains that the Gil of the Gula was right there by Briyas Olam. The way the Rebbe wants to introduce anything new in our days today, the way the Rebbe does it, he changes our perspective about our existence from the very beginning of Briyas Olam. So the same thing the Rebbe is doing over here. He's telling us now, we have the scholars of Tzis HaMashiach. This is the conclusion of the Sikha. So the beginning of the Sikha starts from the outset with a whole new approach to the whole idea of seeing Elokus. But the Rebbe says that every yid has a Vayera Lo Hashem. He always has it. Oh, now, Lachere bet the shaila. If we all have a yira love Hashem, so how comes we don't see it? So the Rebbe's language is like this: every yid has a yira love Hashem, but he doesn't have it begoli and bepeil. Okay, you know what that means?
No.
Okay, so let's try to explain this slightly. The way it works. Without explaining it too much. This is something which we discussed. We learned many times. Let's go and explain it again. The way it works is that what you have. We always know there's the Eibishter, there's us in Olam Zeh Gashmi. Between us and the Eibishter, there's a whole Seder Shtalshelus, right? The whole Seder Shtalshelus. So what? We always learn the Chassidus that what? When we do Torah mitzvahs, you should know, we do Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs is mamish kodesh. And when we do Torah mitzvahs, we are bringing down Gilui Elokus. But what did Chassidus tell us? You should know the Gilui Elokus is where it's in Olam Hatzilus, right? A revelation of godliness.
Revelation what?
Of godliness.
Alright,
say it louder. Anyways, we have a revelation of course, we bring it down in Olam Hatzilus. This is the way it is always in Chassidus. And what's going to happen? You may say, Mashiach, we're going to see everything what we were brought down all the years to Atzilus. The Rebbe has a very common way. He takes the same idea, but he just changes it. He just explains it, more defines it. And what he does is, you could take the whole of Taylor's Chassidus, yes, take away the whole Seder Shtalshelus, take it away. Okay, now we're focusing on this mahalach. No, the whole Seder Shtalshelus, take that away. Wherever Chassidus tells us about Hamshachas Elokus coming to Atzilus, where this Elokus is coming, it's coming to Olam Zeh Gashmi. Everything is between Hashem and Olam Zeh Gashmi. Put the whole Seder Shtalshelus aside. So everything is in Olam Zeh Gashmi. If it's in Olam Zeh Gashmi, where is it? So this is the whole Nakuda. That's all in Olam Zeh Gashmi, but we don't see it. Why don't we see it? So this is what we've been explaining many times already. Because we assume our existence that it goes, we exist, our existence in Olam Zeh Gashmi, we're always assuming it as an actual existence. Yeah, they go, they come. We continue to survive, consider it to be natural. The truth is, this is the Nakuda what the Rebbe teaches us, that if you will be today, which is today has come more apparent than ever before, if you would be misplaying the Metzius of Olam Zeh Gashmi, you'd see the whole Metzius of Olam Zeh Gashmi, the fact we're existing is all really Alpiteva doesn't really have any logic. Alpiteva, we may have not, Chas V'Shalom, not been here already. So when you have this thinking with the Rebbe, which is day more apparent than ever before, you come to realize that the fact that we're still existing, is all mitzvah, the pull of our Torah mitzvahs. So we can come to recognize that the pull of the Torah mitzvahs is actually then Olam Zeh Gashmi. So whatever Chassidus had been always teaching us about Torah mitzvahs being mamshich, things in Olam Mitzruchniyim, Bemes, the Mamchich in Olam Zeh Gashmi. But what? Once upon a time, when Yidden was suffering in Golos, to see and recognize the effect the Torah Mitzvah is having on Olam Zeh Gashmi was very hard. So that is why, once upon a time, the explanation which was more, which had more meaning to a person was to explain him that it is beruchnis. Now the Rebbe is telling us, nowadays, today, when we can see the pull of Torah and mitzvahs in Olam Zeh Gashmi, so therefore, the Rebbe tells us, l'chitchilas, now that today things have changed, and you know, today we can see the pull of Olam Zeh Gashmi, we can see the pull of Torah and mitzvahs in Olam Zeh Gashmi. No, it was like that since Matan Torah. Just today, because we don't have all this interference, we can come to recognize the effect of the Torah mitzvahs on Olam Zeh Gashmi. Therefore, we should know that it always had it. It was always there in Olam Zeh Gashmi. It was not discussed because it was not so recognizable. But now we have to focus on the fact that it has it Apollo in Olam Zeh Gashmi. In the same way, the Rebbe says in the same thing, that we always have this Vayera Alav Hashem. It's always about what we never ever focus on it. Once upon a time, we were not obliged to focus on it. And nowadays, if we're going to come later, the point is that we are required to come and realize this Vayera Alav Hashem. We should come to realize it. And that is the scholars, what the Rebbe is going to later on discuss. So that will come later. That this will come to later. This is the inyan of a Rebbe now. In other words, why the Rebbe changes everything back from the very beginning, saying that we always have a Yerlov Hashem. Because the reason why we have the scholars today, because it was always there. But just once upon a time, we couldn't recognize it. It was not discussed. Now that we can recognize it, the Rebbe sort of comes and sets everything straight from the very beginning, that you should know that we really always had it. Okay? Beseda? Wonderful. So now let's continue. Now, the Rebbe says, so now if we have the scholars of a Yer al Hashem, if we have this scholars of a Yer al Hashem, yeah? So what? We have this scholars of revelation of a Yer al Hashem. Hashem is showing himself to every person. If we have that revelation, why don't we see it? So the Rebbe says, the only thing we're missing is, this is in the conclusion of the Sikha. The Sikha goes like this. The Rebbe says, starts up the Sikha, that we always have the revelation of the Yeder Alav Hashem. But once upon a this is now, the Rebbe, then in the continuation of the Sikha, the Rebbe goes to explain that even though we always had it, but because of all the Torah and mitzvahs that Yidna be doing through all the generations, etc., 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 with the Gil of Torah, Sachsidus, etc., 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 till we come to our generation. So now the Rebbe says that this Gil of Yedra Alav Hashem is available to anybody, to everybody. The only thing we're missing is Lekabel. What does Lekabel mean? A Kabel means to accept that this is the fact. Why Lekabel? Why did the word Lekabel, to accept this is the fact, comes? Why did it come into play over here? Because remember, as long as we're talking about Gilei Lekus, as it is in Tatus Hachsidus, what we're talking about Gilei Lekus, that it is above us. So how do I identify with the Lekus, which is above us? The way I do it is using my logic to understand this Elokus, right? Anything which is above me, removed from me, in order for me to engage it, to identify with it, I have to use my logic. So the way we identified with Elokus through all the years, according to Chassidus, was through logic. Say, nowadays the Rebbe is telling us that this Elokus is ready Nimshech, through all the Veda of Torah Mitzvah, through all the years. It's ready Nimshech and Elam Hazeh. If it's in a mahazah, you don't have to, something you should know, you don't have to use a logic to identify with it. What do you have to do? Just accept the fact that you can see it. Okay. Just to explain this a bit better, right? Let's explain this a bit better. When we talk about Gilei Lekus, Gilei Lekus on a spiritual level, there's one way of speaking about it. When you talk about Gilei Lekus and it's penetrated, that it's there, then Olam Hazeh Gashmi, there's another way of speaking about it. And this is what we've discussed many times already. When you're talking about Siddhis, when you're talking about Gilei Lekus Beruchnis, the way you get to understand, the way you relate to the Lekus is through Hasogas Hashlila. That it's something which is, what is it? That I remove all my gashmistika. I devote my mind into something which is above me. That means Hashem is removed from all gashmistika, physicality, anything physical. He's above that, and that's how I come to identify with Elokus. That's how they always identify with Elokus according to Chassidus, by Hasogas Hashlila, right? When you say Elokus is here, in Olam Hazeh Gashmi, what are you talking about? You're not talking about the Lekus that is Hasogas Hashlila. You're talking about Chibur HaHopchim. Chibur HaHopchim means that you can't define him as being not this. Hasogas Hashlila means I come to recognize the Lekus by realizing that he's not this. He's not this, it's not this, he's above that. So that's Hasogas Hashlila. I'm identifying with something which is above that. When you say Chibur HaHopchim, when you say the Olam Hazeh Gashmi, the only way you come to recognize it You can't recognize it as something abstract. A sog is a shlita, something abstract. That is how we identify with the Likus through all the years, according to Taylor Sachsidis. When we're talking abstract, like Likus is something above that you, it's not tangible, we cannot relate to it. How do you relate to Likus through coming through a sog is a shlita? Abstract thinking, abstract. But now when you're talking about the Likus and Elam Zagashmi, that is not a Likus, which is in the ghetto of a sog is a shlita. You're talking about Atzmus, which Atzmus is not, like we discussed many times, is above a sog is a shlita. You can't say shlita, you can't say chiyuv. The only way you identify with Atzmus is chibur ha-hopkin. What does it mean chibur ha-hopkin means? Chibur ha-hopkin means exactly what the Rebbe is telling us. Look around at the materials of Olam Hazeh, look at your existence, look at our existence, and come to realize that my existence doesn't make any sense of piteva, etc. So for them I realize, and even though I'm a physical existence, and the reason the way I exist, the way I run my life is all of piteva, nevertheless, I come to realize my life and the life of getting around me is not of piteva. So what does this tell me? That our anhoga of piteva is working the milim and teva. That's a combination of two opposites. When you have this, so this is not, not talking about something above you, talking about your physical life. My physical life contains two opposites. So when I come to realize that my life is containing in itself two opposites, that is where I come to realize this, what's going on around me, is all a Likus. So here's a Likus, it's not abstract, it's right with me. How do I identify with it? Is chib through the combination of chibra hopkim. And then and this is what the Nekudu, the Rebbe is talking about over here, that Chibur HaHopchim, you cannot, the only way you can identify with Chibur HaHopchim is by Lekabel. When you're talking about something which is abstract, you can identify with it by using your logic. If it's two opposites, there's no way you can identify with two opposites by just accepting the fact that these two opposites are working together. It's a fact of reality. There's no way you can logically approach it. It's a fact of reality. So the way you would come to identify with the Yedra love Hashem today is in the Chibur HaHopkim, by realizing when I will do what Hashem wants, their life, my life, will go in the right way. And that is the union of, that is the Yedra love Hashem, And this comes part of your life, because you see it clearly, this is how your life, this is your life, that these Chibur HaHopkim. And that Chibur HaHopkim is of a Yedra love Hashem in Metzius of Elam Hazeh Gashmi. Okay? So the way we approach it is through Lekabel. Through Lekabel. Accepting that this is it. Accept it. I realize it. This is a fact. And therefore, this is what it is. Lekabel. The same thing. So now, the same thing will come also when it comes to, it talks about now. What the Sikha talks about is Galus of Mashiach. She says in the Sikha that today we have this galus and metzias Mashiach. That's, in other words, just like it says in the sikh, that today we have the yeder love Hashem. Not only like it always was. Always was, Rebbe said, the sikh starts out, everyone, we always had the yeder love Hashem. But it was not the galus of poil. That means I myself didn't recognize the yeder love Hashem that I had. That was the wording of the sikh in the beginning. So now that Rebbe is saying, because of all the weight of Torah of Yidim through the generations of Torah, of mit in Torah mitzvahs, now the Yedra Lav Hashem is begoli. It's begoli today. The same thing the Rebbe says, and the only thing we're missing is Lekabel. The same thing the Rebbe says today, the same thing we have this Galus Metzias Mashiach. The only thing we're missing is to Lekabel, to accept the fact. So now let's go back to this, what we said we discussed this in the last shurim, that the Rambam himself doesn't say, when it comes to identify with Mashiach, the Rambam doesn't give any importance to involvement of Bnei Yisrael. That everything is all about Mashiach, is going to do this, is going to do that. No, the Rambam doesn't attribute any importance to Bnei Yisrael. Why? Even though everything Mashiach is going to do is only going to be through Bnei Yisrael, everything Mashiach does is through Bnei Yisrael. Nevertheless, the Rambam doesn't give any importance, individual importance to Bnei Yisrael. Why? Because it's obviously when Mashiach is going to start having his influence of Bnei Yisrael will go automatically along with Mashiach. So therefore, the Rambam gives everything, all the credit is given to Mashiach, and Bnei Yisrael's involvement is assumed. He doesn't, it's assumed that it's all Mashiach. Bnei Yisrael just follow along with Mashiach. But in our days, when we have, let's say, and we said before, and for argument's sake, we have only, like we discussed in the previous shurim, we have only, let's say, the tzaddik, which is fitting to reveal himself. Let's say we have the tzaddik. And this tzaddik has told us he has done everything. That he has done everything means he's done everything all the way, like we explained. He's brought everything, and we're going to have soon. He brought everything till Kamayin on Yom HaChasim. He, on his part, has brought down every Hamshacha of the Gula. And still, we're in Golos. We don't, let's say we don't even have Mashiach. So therefore, at this point, once the Tzaddik, which is royal, which is fitting to reveal himself, tells us he's done everything, even though the Rambam does not mention any, give any importance to the individual involvement of Bnei Yisrael, we have to give attention now to our involvement. And what is our involvement? So this is what the Rebbe is telling us, that there is this Galus of Mashiach, that means he from his part, Mashiach from his part, or the Tzaddik HaRoyal Golos from his part, wherever way you want to put it, has done his full share to reveal himself. And he's there, we can see him. What is missing? You have to come to recognize the fact that you can see him. You don't have to, the Kabbal, the only thing you have to, is the Kabbal. What does it mean the Kabbal means? The Kabbal will mean the same thing that we explained the Kabbal before by the course. The Kabbal means that I'm now in Golos. And we are in Golos. We know that very well, right? Me now in my life in Golos. I'm going to commit myself to Torah mitzvahs with an awareness that there's nothing here in this world, not myself, nothing around me, which can get away, interfere with my observance of Torah mitzvahs. By doing mitzvahs, by being whatever it is, nothing there. This is a magula. The only time when there's no interference of Torah mitzvahs, that is going to be in Zman HaGula. So I'm now going to adopt this mindset. There is nothing there interfering with my observance of Torah mitzvahs. I, in Golos, when there's no Beis HaMikdash and still sitting here in America, I will see the Gula coming into my life, how everything will work along with my commitment to Torah Mitzvahs. So therefore, I'm going to see the two opposites. That is how I'm going to come to realize I'm going to be Melekabel, the Metzias of Mashiach. By Melekabel means by accepting the fact that these opposites go along together. And with that, we'll bring out the full Gula. Okay? Say that. So far, so good. Okay. So this is all about the Sikha of Yerah. If you still have energy, we'll go over to the next Sikha of Chayisara. Okay. The next Sikha of Chayisara is very interesting because, I'll tell you why, because here the Rebbe has a whole Chakira, whole Shaila about a Shliach, or about a Shlichus. And this Shaila is discussed a lot
the Kinnus.
Not the Kinnus, no. Maybe the Kinnus, I don't know, but this is not what I'm trying to focus on over here. This shaila is discussed a lot by Lamdonim Talmid Chachamim, and I want to just try to explain the way I see it. That the way I see it in the Sikha, which sort of removed the whole shaila from to begin with. Now let's see what it is. Here it goes like this: the Rebbe is talking about Avram sent Eliezer on a shlichus, right? Now, and what did Eliezer do? So there's a certain opinion which says when he met Rivka, he actually was a Mekadeshia. It was Makkah, he made the Kedushin, right? So it's like she actually got married like a chuppah, Erisin, so the first stage of marriage. He actually was a Makkah. He gave her those gifts, that money, and he said, Are at Mekadesh, you're now Mekudesh to Yitzchak, right? So now the Rebbe has a shy like this. Let's say I can go and be Makkah. Reuven tells me, go be Makkah for me, a wife. So I go find a woman, whatever, and be Makkah for me. I can take Reuven's money, go over to that wife, to that woman, to that lady, and say, I'm Kaddish you for Reuven. And it works. She's now Mekuddish to Reuven. If she accepts it, she's now Mekuddish to Reuven. Why is she Mekuddish to Reuven? Because I'm a Shliach. The Torah gives right to a Shliach that I can represent someone else. That's the Torah gives me that right. So now, here the Rebbe starts such a Shaila. Now listen to the Shaila. Eliezer was Mekaddish Rivka. The Rebbe says, was he Mekadesh Rivka as a Shliach or as a Shadchan? Now, here the question is, Apitayr, the only way someone else can work to represent you, he has to be a Shliach. That is it. There is no... Here the Rebbe is telling us, is he a Shliach? Was he a Shliach or a Shadchan? What does that mean? let's say if I would take a shadchan, if a woman will tell, if a man will tell a shadchan, go use shadchan, be mekadesh for me, that woman, that shadchan would be able to be mekadesh. Why? Because that this shadchan at this point, when he is going and being mekadesh the isha, he actually gets empowerment of a shliach. I'll be telling you, there's no way you can be mekadesh the isha if you're not a shliach. So what is the Rebbe actually discussing here? Was he a shliach or a shadchan? So now, so this is the discussion which is brought up from time to time. What are the meaning of the Rebbe's sikha here? But the truth is, if you look in the sikha, the Rebbe is really, the way I see it, not discussing this point at all. What the Rebbe is saying here is a practical, logical thing. Now, it's very simple. Now, what is it? Like this. It's obviously the moment that Eliezer was Mekadesh Rivka, he had the empowerment of a shliach, because otherwise his kedushin wouldn't work up your Torah. But here is another thing. Here they are discussing Eliezer's general involvement with finding Rivka for Yitzchak. Was he a shliach or a shatkin? That means to say. Now let's give you an example. If I go to a shatkin and tell the shatkin, do me a favor. You see that woman, be mekadesha for me, right? What does this shatkin do? And now these are the words the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says the reason why a shatkin is not a shliach. This is what the Rebbe says in the sikha. The reason why the shatkin is not a shliach, because you see he's not a shliach. The Rebbe says the reason why you see a shatkin is not a shliach, because you see he's not a shliach. What do they mean by that? The Rebbe means like this. When I would tell a shatkin, go be mekadesh for me, Anisha, what will the shatkin do? He'll do two things. He's going to exaggerate about me to the woman. And if he would want to convince me to take that woman, he would exaggerate the woman about the woman to me. So what a shatkin is, just to use the words, the Rebbe says, Miniga Olam, you see, Miniga Olam, you see, a shatkin is not a shliach. Just to use these words, the meaning of Olam, one of the words they say about Shatkin is, he takes money, sheker, he speaks lies, and he takes money. Shatkin is be'etzem a liar. So what it is, a Shatkin is not, even though at the point when he's in the Kaddish of woman, he's definitely a shliach, but as a general, you wouldn't consider a Shatkin to be acting as me. No, he's a go-between. He's lying to me about her, and he's lying to her about me. That's how he makes a shidduch, right? He exaggerates on both ends. So it's not really not me. It's not me speaking in him. He's using his own creativity. You cannot say it's not. A normal shidduch would be, I go to this person and say, go do that and that. And he goes and does it. That is a shidduch. You tell him to do it and he does it. A shadchan, even though in the moment when he's mekadesh the isha, he has the empowerment of a shidduch, his general purpose is not to just do what he's told. His purpose is to innovate, create, to do something which I couldn't do, and to tell lies about me, let's say. So therefore, the Rebbe is asking, what was Eliezer, in what capacity was Eliezer working at that moment? Now, the Rebbe says, seemingly, he was a shatkin. Why did the Rebbe say he was a shatkin? So the Rebbe brings several proofs. Because one of the things the Rebbe says is, because when he came there to the well, he made this whole arrangement. If she comes out first, and then now this was, did Avram tell him to do that?
Yes.
Avram told him to make this whole arrangement, to make this whole tefillah. Where do you find it?
Not a tefillah, but if she gives water to the camel.
That I don't know. The possible, I don't know. I don't think Avram.
Says in Chumash,
no. No. Avram didn't tell him any of that. Avram, the truth is a very. I don't know if Avram even. No. Avram told no. One second. Avram didn't tell anything. His whole Eliezer went and did made a whole story here. It was all his own innovation. So it's very hard to say he was just my messenger fulfilling my orders. No, he wasn't just carrying out orders. A regular shliach, someone was carrying out orders. He wasn't carrying out orders. He had innovated a whole thing which Avram had told, the whole plan. And he was building himself. He was deciding the shidduch based on his plan. So it's very, it would be very normal to say that he is a shadchan and not a shliach, not meaning that he lost the empowerment. He may have the empowerment of a shliach, but the nature he was working was naturally a nature of a shadchan. The conclusion of the Rebbe is that no. And this is the Nekud of the Sikha. The conclusion of the Rebbe is that he was a shliach. Now, what does this conclusion mean? Just to explain what it means, based on this what we just said. What does it mean the Rebbe said he was a shliach? The Rebbe is actually saying here that when Eliezer, and this is how the Rebbe explains it, the Rebbe says it's more probable to say that he was a shliach. Why? Because the fact that Avraham had invested his whole life into this marriage. Why he invested it? How would he see he invested it? Because he gave all of his possessions over to Yitzchak. And he gave his shtar, a document. When he gave his possessions to Yitzchak, we gave it to Yitzchak, and he gave the shtar, the document to Eliezer. That means he relied on Eliezer to carry this document, which Eliezer could have ripped up if he wanted to. And he relied on Eliezer fully. So the very fact of Roman invested his whole existence into this marriage follows to say that Eliezer also had invested himself fully. Likewise, parallel, he completely committed to himself to Avraham. So even though we don't find Avraham instructed him to devise this whole plan, nevertheless, it's obvious that everything he did was coming from Avraham's empowerment. That means he was doing everything with a conscious awareness that this is what Avraham would want me to do. He was doing everything with this is, and so he was there actually acting on his own initiative, but he had a full awareness, a full bittul to Avraham, realizing that I'm working now with my, whatever, this is probably what Avraham wants me to do. So therefore the Rebbe says he's a shliach. So this is a Nekudish of the Sikha. Now, just to say, what did the Rebbe get out of this whole thing that's saying he was a shliach? What did the Rebbe gain from it? So now this is the first amazing error. Why is it amazing error? Because take a shliach, especially today. Shliach is out there doing his work. What is he doing? He's building whole things. He's building communities. He's going ahead, taking risks and everything. L'cheira, the shliach may feel he is using his initiative and his creativity. What happens if he does a wrong thing, may do a wrong thing? He's going to suffer the consequences. So here the Rebbe is telling him that if you, a shliach, should know that he is like Eliezer. That means when he's using, he's devising his own initiative to devise plans, etc., he should know that it's the Rebbe speaking in him. His plans, his way how to approach this person, his plans how to do this, his plan how to do and this and that with the shlichus, is actually coming mamish from the Rebbe. So this is a connection between the Rebbe and the shlich, which above in the shlichus of the Rebbe you find many years, through all the years, you find different levels of connection between the mashaleach, the Rebbe, and the shlich. The mashaleach and the shlich, you find different levels. From all the levels where the Rebbe is here bringing out in this nekudah and this sikha is something which mamish, it supersedes all the levels which the Rebbe discussed all the years. Because here the Rebbe is actually telling you that you are the creative person. Here the whole emphasis. You have to be like Eliezer. You have to be, in other words, seemingly you're a shadchan. You're creating, you're devising, you're selling the babich, who knows and who knows how and who knows whatever. And there you should never realize you're not a shadchan, you're actually a shliach. So this is one thing. But now I think we're running late, yeah? So we'll just finish over here with the Inyan of Mashiach. So here the Rebbe takes the same thing and connects it to Mashiach. What does it say? The Rebbe explains over here, the scholars of Mashiach is Shliach Gematria Yud. Shliach is Shliach, add 10, equals Mashiach. These 10 goes to 10 Koichas and Nefesh. So the Rebbe says, a Shliach, the way the scholars of Mashiach works is, it goes on the same thing as we mentioned before. The scholars of Mashiach is then we has involvement of Bnei Yisrael. That's how it works. There's no scholars of Mashiach without an involvement of Bnei Yisrael. Because the Rambam assumed the involvement of the Bnei Yisrael. And today the Rebbe is telling us that we have to recognize the only thing which is missing is our involvement. But the way Mashiach works is with involvement of Bnei Yisrael. So the Rebbe says is that the scholars of Mashiach is a shliach. The scholars of his Matthias is when the shliach, or when any shliach, takes the idea of Mashiach and brings it into all 10 koichs and nefesh. That means it brings it into the logic, into the life, and all aspects of life of the people. When you wish me shliach, when this shliach, or me shliach, whatever, will go and bring this inyan, this shliches, to my koichs and nefesh, or to the people around me, the koichas and nefesh of the people around me, in their seichel, in their midas, etc., etc. That is the scholars of Mashiach. Just like we said by Eliezer. When Eliezer went and goes and acts in his own initiative, that is actually a Rome working in him. When he's doing things on his own, the same thing when I'm there and using my tool, I'm actually using my tools of logic to explain the inyanim of the Rebbe, scholars of Mitzvahs, Mashiach of the Rebbe, whatever, to explain in Yom of the Rebbe to the people, that is the scholars of Mashiach. It's not that is the scholars of Mashiach. So this is basically the Nakuda of this Sikha, which is actually following along. This Sikha is following along in the Sikha parts of Yedah. Sikha parts of Yedah, the Rebbe explained.
But person has to realize
this. Let me because he wants to leave. So the Sikha parts of Yedah, the Rebbe explained, you have to have a Kabbal. The whole Sikh of a Chai Sod is built around this point that you have to have a Kabbal. And here the Rebbe is explaining the Kabbal. What does the Kabbal mean? That your Kabbal, my Kabbal, my taking the Rebbe's inyan and explaining to myself and explaining to people, my Kabbal, that is his Kalas Mitzvahs and Mashiach Vapoyel. So that's the Nakuda of this Sikh. So I think that's more or less it. We'll leave it here. Okay, Hatzlacha Rebbe, thank you to you. Thank you.